This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Ninth National Games concludes in Pokhara. Tribhuvan Army Club becomes champion, winning 371 medals. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva stresses coordinated efforts to conserve biodiversity and tackle climate change. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia urges media to refrain from disseminating content likely to taint election. And British Prime Minister Liz Truss resigns. Now the news in detail. The 9th National Games has concluded at Pokhara Stadium this evening. Addressing the closing ceremony, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva believed that the sports events like National Games would contribute to the development of the sports sector in the country. Prime Minister Deva also observed the closing ceremony of the National Games as the chief guest of the event. Earlier today, Prime Minister Deva made an on-site visit to the International Mountain Museum in Pokhara. The Prime Minister also signed the visitor's book at the museum. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pon had inaugurated the 9th National Games in Pokhara on the 14th of October. In the National Games, the departmental team Tribhuvan Army Club became the champion, securing altogether 371 medals, including 172 gold, 110 silver and 89 bronze medals. Similarly, APF Club secured the second position with 219 medals, including 65 gold, 73 silver and 81 bronze medals. Another departmental team, Police, secured the third position with 194 medals, including 61 gold, 60 silver and 73 bronze medals. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva has stressed the need for coordinated efforts to conserve the biodiversity and tackle the impact of climate change. Addressing the 40th anniversary function of the National Trust for Nature Conservation organized in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deva directed the body's concern to formulate concrete and result-oriented programs for the conserving nature. The Prime Minister expressed the belief that the nature's bounty and biodiversity could be an important basis for the development of tourism and achieving prosperity. As the Prime Minister said, Nepal has achieved significant success in protecting the tiger, and this has sent out a positive message in the international community. The Prime Minister also applauded the role of the National Trust for Nature Conservation in carrying out community-based conservation in its initiatives. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has urged the media and social site users to refrain from disseminating content likely to taint the election and democracy. Addressing a virtual training for media persons organized by Meta today, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia expressed that media should self-regulate and self-restrain when disseminating the election-related news and content. The training was held at the request of the Election Commission in view of the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly elections being held on November 20th. The Election Commission has for the first time described the false news, misinformation and hate speech relating them to the Election Code of Conduct for its regulation. The Chief Election Commissioner stressed the need for support from all sides to conduct the elections in a free, fair and fearless manner. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has sought a clarification within 24 hours from CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal for his statement on assurance of free visa and free ticket to attract voters. Leader Nepal is also a candidate for the House of Representatives from Rohtak Constituency 1. The Election Commission has said that clarification was sought in regard to the pleas made by candidate Nepal in an electoral campaign to the potential migrant workers promising them a foreign employment if he was elected. Likewise, the Election Commission has returned to the District Police Office Rohtak to advance further actions over the same issue. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepali ambassador to Pakistan Tapas Adhikari says it is the time to translate the goodwill existing between Nepal and Pakistan into economic cooperation and interactions. In a meeting with President of Federation of Pakistan Chambers of Commerce and Industry Irfan Iqbal Saik and office bureaus of the chamber in Islamabad today, Ambassador Adhikari shared the government of Nepal's economic policies to attract foreign direct investment that could be useful to Pakistan investors and traders to promote trade and investment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. British Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned as UK Prime Minister in a statement outside Downing Street, becoming the shortest-serving Prime Minister in UK history. Truss will also stand down as leader of the Conservative Party after her policies triggered economic turmoil and obliterated her authority. According to the BBC, Leader Truss said she could not deliver the mandate on which she was elected as Tory leader and had notified the King that she was resigning. Truss' premiership came under renowned pressure after the Home Secretary resigned and a chaotic vote on fracking. There will be a Conservative leadership election to be completed within the next week. The deaths of nearly 100 children in Indonesia have prompted the country to suspend sales of all syrup and liquid medication. It comes just weeks after cough syrup in the Gambia was linked to the deaths of nearly 70 children. Indonesia said some syrup medicine was found to contain ingredients likely to acute kidney injuries, which have killed 99 young children this year. It is not clear if the medicines were imported or locally produced. On Thursday, Indonesian health officials said they had reported around 200 cases of acute injuries in children, most of whom were aged under 5. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of Gandaki province, Lumini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Brief rain is also likely to continue at one or two places of Gandaki province, Lumini province, Karnali province and Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 9th National Games concludes in Pokhara. Tribhuvan Army Corps becomes champion, winning 371 medals. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Dewa stresses coordinated efforts to conserve biodiversity and tackle climate change. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapelia urges media to refrain from disseminating content likely to taint election. And British Prime Minister Liz Truss resigns. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night. We'll be right back.